tuned into the sounds of Disc Order.
1, 2, 3, Android. Are you ready? Come on. Are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Disc Order Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Disc Order Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly.
You listening to Disc Order Radio,
CITR
101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times. It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Disc Order Radio. Vancouver Fuzz Rock veterans Hot Panda played the Catalina Festival this past Saturday, and they kick off the show today with their new single, Bad Pop. Disc Order Radio, CITR 101.9. Disc Order Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Bad Pop, that is the brand new single from an album of the same name by Vancouver veterans Hot Panda. They were part of this weekend's Catalina Festival, the always jam-packed, always exciting, always musically eclectic Catalina Festival. 120,000 plus were down on West 4th Avenue this past Saturday. Unfortunately, I was not one of them. I'd been every year in the past. Always had a great time. And actually, none of the Discord Radio staff, unfortunately, were there this year. But we know that many of the CITR faithful were. Proud that we had our own stage on Vine Street, right dab smack in the middle. Does that mean we're moving on up? Does that mean we're moving on up?
We're
what do you think?
Literally moving on up because Vine is at the top of the hill there.
And Vine is like dab smack in the middle of the Catalina party pretty well.
I don't know. I wouldn't say right in the
you,
middle.
It's between you and Vine.
Yeah, it's definitely towards the western.
Where is the geographical center of Eastern Kits?
it's a question for the ages. But hey, this is the first time we've been on the air at the same time in like 6 weeks.
Maybe even longer.
Could be.
I think it was the May. It's definitely been since the middle or late May. Camille, our social media coordinator, is here as well. The whole team is back together. Great to see you guys. I mean, between the three of us, we've put on lots of miles. You've been to Halifax. I've been to New York. There's been visits to the Rocky Mountains, Calgary, Seattle.
We've been everywhere, man.
Yes. we have been everywhere, man, indeed. Okay, yes, we were recapping Catalina. Lots of great bands played this past weekend, and again, the CITR stage featured the likes of White Poppy, Woolworm, Pill Squad, Cash Honey, Eddie D and the Sex Bombs, Casual Luxury, Prison Hair, and Milk, who we heard had an interesting performance. We're not going to expand on that, but that's just the rumor. So that was Catalano. We're getting in the middle of summer here. We got the brand new July, August, scorching hot summer issue with its amazing cover art. We're going to get Britt in to talk about it shortly. But right now, we're going to jump ahead to our charts section over the last couple months. Although, Matt, this is the first time. Oh, this is soothing because we haven't. Because it's been one of us working the boards, we haven't had a chance to do this, and I'm almost getting a tear in my eye. How nice it is to have background music again.
Yes. Well, I tried to keep it happening when I was hosting, but that was, who knows if that was to the benefit or detriment of the quality of the program. Anyway, who's on the charts this week?
Nice one, Matt. Okay, so here we go. The top five albums of the week. Number five, Colleen Venison and No Sinner In with their new album, Old Habits Die Hard. Number four, Skyody. With their self-titled release. They also were part of the Catalano Festival this past weekend. In at number three, Adrian Seacher and the Tubbs. Adrian Teacher and the Subs with Terminal City. Number two this week was Deerhoof, with The Magic. And the number one album this week, with a bullet, White Lung, the album Paradise. We're going to play the track right now called Below. White Lung, number one. Way to go. Happy for them. Here they are, number one, with the track Below. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Discorder Radio 101.9 CITR. Oh, and I'm from the band Frankie. Yeah.
Discord Radio CITR 101.9 FM. That was Frankie featuring CITR's own, or formerly CITR's own, Ashton Lloyd. Someone Once was the track. Frankie was part of today's, or was it yesterday? Sorry, the musical Nooner at CBC.
That was yesterday.
Right.
They were all four of those women were on the stage out in front of CBC. Being interviewed by the morning show host Rick Clough right when I walked out to like grab some air at lunch. I was like, oh, I know those guys.
Nice. So cool. Are those gals, technically?
Yes, I know those gals.
Yes, those people, that's right. And we have some great people in the studio with us right now, including Camille, our social media coordinator, and the editor-in-chief of Discorder Magazine, editor-in-chief Britt B. Welcome back to the program.
Hello, thank you.
Hello, nice to have you here. Nice to have so many familiar faces amongst us today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were commenting that it's been a while since we were all in the same studio together.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. Back from vacay.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Were you on vacay too?
Both of you. No.
Okay.
I was here.
You look very relaxed today, though.
Good.
Okay. Does that have anything to do with the fact that, you know, you've now published the July-August issue and there's no more push into deadlines for another 6 or 7 weeks?
Yeah, that is definitely a part of it, for sure. The next contributor meeting isn't until early August, and that'll be for the September issue, which will be the special going back to school issue. So yeah, there is a little bit of nice time to work on just kind of different Discorder projects around the station.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, this is for those just joining us that are not familiar with our format. We produce 10 issues a year.
We do.
Of basically Vancouver's Indie Music Monthly for the past 33 years. There's always a dual issue in December, January, known as the Jan-Sember issue, or mm-hmm. some call it the Decembuary.
Makes more sense.
And then there's the July-August issue, which I don't think really has a funky nickname, does it?
No, I don't like... It
the
just
the jaw log. The jaw log issue.
Yeah, it doesn't sound as great.
But it may not sound as great, but hey, it looks very, very colorful, bright and colorful. Discorder magazine, scorching hot summer issue. What can you tell us about the brand new issue, Brit?
Well, the cover art is done by a local artist based out of Chinatown, and his name is Puppy Teeth, and he has a wonderful social media presence as well. Mm. He has also done the art feature on the inside. It's very carnival-esque, and it is to promote his show on July 15th at Sweet Pup that's opening. It's going to be sort of a multimedia art show. There's going to be some drawing very similar to what we have in the issue and some sculpture as well, mm-hmm. all around the idea of carnival, but kind of like dark humor carnival.
It almost looks a bit sort of 1950s dystopian.
Oh, definitely, yeah. And he really, a lot of his work kind of... well, I want to say like straddles that line between PC and not, but kind of like the things that everyone's thinking about, but maybe don't say, you know, or he puts very interesting real life situations into very surreal animated cartoons.
Mm, well, I'd be intrigued to check out more on July 15th, you said, which is coming up this Friday.
Yeah.
And so where and what is Sweet Pup Studios?
Sweet Pup Studios is a relatively new art space, and it is primarily an art space, a studio space. Sweet Pup was founded by Puppy Teeth and Sophie Sweetland, also D. Tiffany or DJ Zozy, and that's where the name comes from.
Aha, very clever.
Mm-hmm, very clever.
Nice.
And do we
have a location, or is it to kind of keep that under wraps?
Well... Yes and no.
No pressure. No, on the air.
No, they host workshops and art shows and legit happenings. So they do have like a public location. I just can't remember the address right now. I want to say it's like maybe 21 East Pender or either in the 20s or the 30s of East Pender.
So in Chinatown, right?
In yeah. Chinatown.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Nice. And now Sophie, she is also, she has a DJ moniker as well when she's not running the studio space.
D. Tiffany.
Yes.
D. Tiffany and DJ Zozy. And yeah, just does a lot of really interesting projects, collaborative projects around town with different musicians. DJ Zozy just released a new, what was that? Was it an LP? Something new with 1080p recently. And has been getting some chart time on CITR.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, why don't we play a bit of Sophie right about now, a.k.a. DJ Zozy. And are you able to stick around for a few minutes and chat a little more with us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do that. So here we go. DJ Zozy with the Zozy theme here on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Coming right back with our editor-in-chief, Britt Packman, here on Discord Radio. We'll be right back. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That was the Zozy theme from DJ Zozy, a.k.a. Sophie Sweetland, a.k.a. D. Tiffany, a.k.a. the third song of Discord Radio today here on CITR 101.9 FM. We're in conversation with Britt Bachman about the brand new Jul Aug issue.
Ooh.
The July Aug. It doesn't have quite the same
ring. Joggist?
No. No.
Joggist, eh? Not bad.
Okay.
It's got a little more pop than Jul Aug.
Yeah. It's true. It's true.
We got 2 months to talk about this issue and all the various artists featured in it, but let's focus on the under review section. I know a couple of under reviews went up on the web today. We've got a review of Old Girl, Holy F. Can we say? Oh, Holy F. We'll stick to Holy F.
Can't we?
Is the new Holy F record out?
Holy F, it is.
Oh, wow.
No, can we say it? It's artistic, right?
I'll let you say it, Britt. You kind of have more authority than us here.
Well, no, now I'm trying to like look over to Andy Resto for...
I just...
I'm not even listening. It's fine.
Whatever. It's just you before like, you know, 6 o'clock. Or what, when are we supposed to start playing content warnings? Anyway.
Ooh.
It is drive time hour, Britt.
I suppose so.
Anyway. Holy frick.
Oh no!
No, that was terrible. I regret it. Anyway, what other what are the ones that went up on the web today?
Well, yeah, I know that we there's a few others that are in here in the magazine. I wanted to also mention Late Spring, who also played Catalana this past week, Caroline LeBlanc and Fuzzy P. But the one we're going to talk about right now that went up today was Adrian Teacher and the Subs.
Mm-hmm. That was, definitely like one of my favorite reads of this issue for Under Review. Slavko did an amazing job writing it, like a longtime contributor with us. And this review is obviously done by an Adrian Teacher fan, but also like willing to, you know, critically look at the album and what it means. And the themes are a little bit more serious than perhaps previous Adrian Teacher albums.
Have you had a chance to listen to the album?
Not all the way through.
Okay.
Only pieces here and there.
Well, it's amazing how a great review can really intrigue and engage the reader in wanting to give it a listen a little more. I've been a fan of Adrian Teacher ever since. I mean, I know them from Apollo Ghosts, but I was uber impressed with him when he played with Cool, especially at Catalano a couple of years ago. My CITR stage highlight of all my Catalano fests was when Adrian Teacher and Cool played back in 2014. The evolution from Apollo Ghosts to Cool TV to now doing his own thing, although some of his Cool TV bandmates like Amanda Pizzuto is part of, I guess she's one of the subs technically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a few like really great one lines here. I gotta grab it in front of me. There's this one. Oh, what was that? What was that last line? Yes. Okay. So in closing, I kind of want to read this like closing paragraph because it's so strong. And this is on page 43 of the new July-August issue of Discorder. Terminal City is a slap of reality to a city that is losing its cultural identity because it is too damn expensive to live here. Adrian Teacher probably could have called the album Terminal Cancer, but then we would be labeling the record as downer rock, which it's not despite the gloomy tone. And truthfully, is the city as ill as Mr. Teacher would have us believe? That's a good conversation to have over a Starbucks. My treat. And that's Slavko Busafal.
Wow. Well said. Very eloquent.
Very eloquent.
Let's see if the album sounds as good as Slavko's words come from your mouth here in Discord Radio. So without further ado, and thanks so much, Britt, for joining us. I'm sure let's chat again in early August, phasing into the second half of the summer.
Sounds good. My pleasure.
Excellent. So here we go with Adrian Teacher in the Subs from the Band New album. And this is a track. Love the title of this one. Emily Carr Punks. From Terminal City on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
For 30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved with Discorder.
Disguises, riotous hijinks, excessive fight scenes, plus a bit of music. Come see Acne Prone Productions' adaptation of The Ballad of Robin Hood, running this July 22nd through 25th on the Earthwise Gardens unique stage. Bring your sibling who loves playing Robin Hood, your aunt who loves theater, and invite the whole fam jam. You're not gonna wanna miss this show. Keep an eye on facebook.com/acneproneproductions for updates and ticket info.
This is Chelsea on 101.9 Discorder Radio, CITR. Woo! Nailed it.
Yeah.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Fever Dream from Old Girl off the Under Review section of Discord Radio, our brand new summer issue, the Jol Og, a.k.a. Joggist issue, as named by Matt Muse. We'll see if that name sticks. Thanks again to Britt Bachman, the editor-in-chief of Discord Magazine, for coming in and chatting with us about the new issue. We'll be talking a lot more about that over the coming weeks. Okay, so we talked about Catalano off the top. That was the big event last weekend, and now we're getting almost into the middle of July, even though it feels more like April outside. It's time for Folkfest. Yes, the 38th annual? Since 1978, let's do the math. 37th annual? 37th to 38th annual International Folkfest down at Jericho Beach Park. One of, if not the best natural venues to host a festival, and even though they're competing with the likes of Pemberton and Burn in the Forest and a lot of other festivals that are further away and that have maybe more diverse lineups, actually that's not fair to say, because there is a pretty incredible lineup of local talent. But one of the great things about Folkfest is you ride your bike, and it's only however far you live, a few minutes bike ride away, and then suddenly you're welcome to an incredible world of music. There are seven different stages. There's over 60 international acts, 3 days on the most incredible setting, Jericho Beach Park. The beach is right there, lots of vendors. And the family-friendly aspect of it is really nice, too. You know, some of these festivals, like Pemberton, for example, where it's going to be a lot of people just getting wasted and, you know, lots of lineups for food and squeezing between people to get a good vantage point of the stage. You're going to see at this festival a lot of kids, a lot of dogs, a lot of old hippies. It's very family friendly, very fun. People of all ages getting together. It's always an amazing time. And I highly, highly recommend checking it out. If you can't afford a 3-day pass, get yourself a 1-day pass, or just wait outside on Sunday evening when people are leaving, because usually they'll honor an exchange of wristband on a Sunday. But yeah, Folkfest, Matt, you are yet to experience the wonders of Folkfest. Is that correct?
I have not been down to Folkfest, but it's at Jericho Beach, right? Which is just, I guess, what bus would you take to get there? That'd be the 4, the 84, or just take the 99 and then walk up Alma, I guess.
Yeah, those are all ways of getting there.
And you're right there. You're right down on the beach.
And actually, a bus may not be a bad choice, considering that there's so many bikes that go there. It's hard to actually find bike parking. You might end up having to park your bike a few blocks away.
Nice.
But yeah, it's a great event. And even though it's called the Folk Fest, a real diverse lineup. And then again, the term folk is a pretty is a wide encompassing term these days.
I really like that, though, when a folk fest or like a jazz fest has a very broad kind of lineup. Mm-hmm. Like I've seen Kid Koala play at jazz fests. He's like a turntable guy, and you know, funk bands or stuff like that. Like I like that, because it sort of, I think it gets more people out to see it than maybe otherwise would.
Completely. I mean, in the past, some of the headliners have included Kanon. He was one of the headliners in 2012. Australia's The Cat Empire. They put on an amazing show in 2013. Along with another great Aussie act last year, the Melbourne Ska Orchestra. Like, are ska and folk the same thing? I wouldn't really think so, but nonetheless, it works, and it got lots of people dancing. So we're going to see a lot more of that this weekend. A great lineup includes some big names like Bruce Coburn.
Probably his most Canadian folk legend, but his probably famousest song, most famous song.
Famousest?
His famousest song is probably Lovers in a Dangerous Time, on account of it was covered by, well, not the only reason, but it was covered quite famously by the Bare Naked Ladies.
That it was.
So it's that Bruce Coburn's definitely a Canadian folk legend. My dad loves Bruce Coburn.
Nice. Well, he will be playing on the Sunday night as part of the main stage, along with Lord Huron, Leftover Salmon, and Laku Music. Some of the names that are playing over the weekend include Shane Coyson, the spoken word artist. We're going to hear from him shortly. Lee Fields and the Expressions, Ferris Amin, Martin and Eliza Carthy, Yemen Blues with Ravid Kalani, and the New Pornographers, Vancouver's own. Yeah, they're playing on the main stage on Friday night. Another band that's playing has been interviewed by us here at Discord Radio. They're going to be playing twice on Saturday at 4:40 on Stage 5. That's that great stage off into the far west corner. Folkfest veterans will know what we're talking about. And then on Sunday night, they're going to be part of the closing show playing Stage 3 at 8:30 p.m. Here we go with one of their new tracks. It's called Do Whatcha. It's The Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer. Discord Radio, CITR, 101.9 FM.
This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right. Would you like to get updates on your smartphone in an emergency, even if a cell tower is down? It is possible if the FM chip is activated in your phone. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
What the This is Beardy Man, and you're listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
The question has been posed to many. If you could change anything about your body, what would it be? Me? I'd change my nose, turn it into a rose so every time you leaned in to smell it, I could steal kisses. I know this is not what you had in mind, that you were only trying to find some simple thing about me that I would change, as if my body were a rack of Scrabble tiles that I could rearrange and exchange for better letters, because it seems the world has got us all trying to spell beauty. So here we sit, shearing metal sheep for the steel wool that we will use to scrub away our flaws, hoping each eye of every beholder is an artist that draws gentler conclusions than the ones we have about ourselves. How can we be beautiful in a world that delves no deeper than our skin? The question has been posed to many. So often that wishing wells spit back pennies, sick of the copper poisoning they get from our dreams. Seems we still think we can buy our desires for the price of next to nothing. We've been stuck inside of a mentality that suggests changing yourself is limited only to your dimensions, as if our bodies are customizable but our attitudes or beliefs are not. We behave as if thought is not malleable, as if ideas are inflexible. We pull the trigger on the question and expect something simple in response. We expect nonchalance about the bullet hole and detachment about the bleeding. We expect not needing to spend a second thought thinking about it. We expect answers to be immediate. We are expected to have thought about this our entire lives, and now we are being asked, so be quick. If you could change anything about your body, what would it be? Me? I'd change my eyes into your eyes, so every time I look in the mirror, I could see what it is about me you think needs changing. We've been listening to something that's only function is to see. We've been basing beauty on our eyes, the same tool we first learned to judge with, blacksmith to our prejudice. Too fat, too thin, bad teeth, worse skin, no chin, big nose, small breasts, long toes, poor looks, cheap clothes, it goes too short, too tall, too nothing, too all. The things we call each other in the name of beauty are ugly in that they allow no contrast to symmetry. As if we want the grandness of the theater without the sets, the bad choices without regrets, the bright shiny future without the dark tragic history. We forget that muscles don't mean strength of character. We blur the line between the two and forget that pretty doesn't always mean nice, the same way beautiful doesn't always mean an easy life. We live in a world where children would rather go under the knife than wait to see who they'll grow up to be. The question has been posed to many. Me? I'd change my bowels into a remote control so I could fast forward through this shit. Change my chest into a jukebox and hit evolve, because someone's gotta change this same old song we've been singing. As if bringing each other down is getting us anywhere other than nowhere fast, we are building a world where people curse the DNA passed down to them. Because when you ask the question, if you could change anything about your body, what would it be? What you're really asking me is there some part of myself that I hate? Great question, and it has been posed to many. But we are not Mr. or Mrs. Potato Head. Go customize a friend. Go Photoshop a lover. Go put your attitude on the cover of a magazine and see if anyone calls it beautiful. You act as if you won't one day be old. As if you won't one day shake your head at all the product they sold you. Promises of vanishing lines and tighter skin. Surgeries that do nothing other than dress up your skeleton. As if there is no longer any grace in getting old or being who you are. They put bullshit in a jar and convinced you, you need this. Pretty is a lie designed to sell you back to yourself, but you are still you. Underneath the biceps or the great hair, underneath everywhere they said you could hide, underneath the color contact, blue-eyed picture of perfection, and right down past the sinew that keeps it all in place, you are still you. You are still bound to your own proclivities and perspectives. Appearance forgives nothing. It cannot excuse you from being who you are. And if who you are has not come far enough to know that, then go stand in line with monotony. we will still be here, living up to the more intangible qualities and the definition of beauty. You asked us, if we could change anything about our body, what would it be? For many, it goes far beyond bone or skin. Many would change their minds into doors, and they would leave them open to let you in.
Wow. Shane Coisen, along with the short story long For Many, was the name of that spoken word track. Very nice. Yeah.
A hush sort of descended upon the studio while that track was on.
And with very captivating video along with it as well. I've actually heard him perform that track live before.
Really?
I have. He's incredibly talented. Shane Coisen, from Yellowknife originally. He's performed in Vancouver at many different events and festivals, and he's always I'm almost at a loss for words because maybe he has so many words, but it's amazing when you see Shane Coisen thrown in the lineup with such an eclectic group of musicians, and suddenly it just a real and different energy overtakes the crowd. But it's a really kind of refreshing jolt of focus and intrigue into what's happening, and almost like energizes you for the next performance. So I think if I was a festival promoter, I'd want Shane Coisen at any festival, just because he's so interesting, unique, and different. And lucky enough, he's going to be at Folkfest this Saturday night, is part of the main stage lineup, along with the Harpoonist and the Hacks Murderer, Sean Hall and Matthew Rogers, who you heard before Shane Coisen. So there you go. That's our Folkfest 2-pack. It's all happening this weekend at Jericho Beach Park. If you're in town and you didn't get a ticket for one of the many festivals happening outside of Vancouver, hop on your bike and head on down to Jericho Beach. Should be an awesome weekend for that. Okay, closer to home, we have a show tonight at the Astoria. It feels like the Astoria, they've always got something happening on a Tuesday, and tonight is no exception, what I meant to say. Great lineup with local bands, local favorites of CITR, including Winona Forever, Kim Gray, and The Courtneys. Here we go with their new track, Mars Attacks. The Courtneys, Discord Radio, CITR, 101.9 FM.
Find yourself alone. We'll be right back.
Ah, that classic Courtney sound. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Mars Attacks. That one was featuring Young Brazed as well. They're playing tonight at the Astoria with CITR favorites Kim Gray and Winona Forever. And, oh my goodness, looking at the time, only 3 minutes left in the show. Okay, well, I guess that was it. It's been great to have the whole team back together. First time the three of us, Matt Muse and Camille Iverson, along with myself, have all been doing the show in probably six, seven, maybe 8 weeks since middle of May. And it's been a pretty good show. So thanks, guys. Yeah. And thanks to Britt Bachman, the editor-in-chief of Discord Magazine, for joining us as well, telling us about the new issue. Mike is up next with Flex Your Head, and I guess that's about it for us. We're going to close out the show today with another band that is headlining, I guess is part of the headliners for Folkfest. This weekend, they are going to be playing, closing out the main stage on Friday night, Vancouver Veterans, the New Pornographers, and What's Old is New. We're going to play one of their most classic tracks from their debut album, Mass Romantic. It's the title track from that album to close it out today on Discord Radio. Once again, thanks for listening to us here. We'll see you next Tuesday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Discord Radio. See you then.
Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.